Rabbi Zakkai, thank you very, very much. Shus, the Rebbein, the Nalan, Mrs. Zakkai should live and be well. Rabbi Bloom, and all of you. Today is 21 days in the month of Elul. You know, 10 days from now is going to be the first day of the month of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. If not for this yeshiva, I'm sure that quite a few of you might not, God forbid, have been in the yeshiva today. There's so many ways to explain and point out the differences between a young man or a young lady that study at a yeshiva or those who don't. But let's just start with the date. This date, which is the 21st day of Elul, which is 10 days before Rosh Hashanah, this date only exists on the Hebrew calendar and in the yeshiva. Outside the yeshiva, there's no such a date. It's September 23rd. Look, anywhere in the world, today is September 23rd. If there's a few places where it's today, the 21st day of Elul, it's inside a yeshiva. Because a yeshiva operates on Hashem's calendar. And in Hashem's calendar, today is the 21st day of Elul. Outside a yeshiva, it's not Hashem's calendar. The street made up the calendar. You know who the street is? Those are the people that hate us. Do you know that people don't like Jewish people? Maybe if I were to come here before Sukkot of this past year, you guys wouldn't have known that because you think that they like us. But do you still think that the people out there like us? The people that, for them, it's September 23rd. 8 billion of them out in the world. For them, it's only September 23rd. There's a handful of us that recognize Hashem, that recognize the truth of the Torah, that recognize that we're here in this world to make a difference. There's a mission. That's why we're here. That's why we have Rosh Hashanah. Let me tell you an amazing thing. If you do the Siddur, if you follow the text with an English translation of what we pray on Rosh Hashanah, in the Siddur it says that on Rosh Hashanah God judges every single country in the world. Ala Medinot Boye Omer. On every single country in the world is being judged on Rosh Hashanah. If there's going to be war, if there's going to be peace, if there's going to be a famine, if there's going to be a bounty, if there's going to be wealth, or there's going to be poverty. Every single country. Not only that, there is close to 8 billion people walking the face of the globe. It says in the Machzor, Ubliot bo yipakedu. Every single creation passes by and gets judged on Rosh Hashanah. So a question begs to be asked. How come it's such a secret? Only Jewish people know that there's a judgment going on. All the nations and all the people that are being judged, nobody told them. Is that fear? God is very compassionate. Very compassionate. Why does he allow them to be judged and never told them that? Maybe they would pray. Maybe they would do teshuvah. Maybe they better their ways, like we read on Yom Kippur. We read about the city called Nineveh, where the prophet Jonah went and gave them and exhorted them to get better. So why? Why do we know it's Rosh Hashanah? We go to shul, we pray. It's a festival. This year it's a festival connected to a Shabbat. A week later we fast the whole day on Kippur, 24 hours. And all the people in the world that are also being judged, and they know nothing about it. They think of it. I'll tell you something. Because if they would know about it, they'd be worse off than if they don't know about it. Because if they would know that there's a day of judgment, you really think if someone, a prophet, would come and tell all the people out there, you know, guys, you got to get your act together because God is judging you on Thursday, October, if I remember correctly, October 2nd. On Thursday, October 2nd, 10 a.m., God is convening his heavenly court, and he's going to judge you guys. You got to get your act together. What do you think is going to happen? They're going to come in droves to pray. They're going to change. They're going to do anything about it. They don't learn any yeshiva. They don't know how. God gave them a chance once to join the yeshiva. Many years ago, when he went to give the Torah to different people, he went to every single nation. He went to the Arabs, he went to the Christians, he went to the Buddhists, he went to every single country and he offered them the Torah, and each one of them gave a different excuse why they don't want it's too tough. One of them said, a Torah that forbids me to kill? How can I do without killing? Forbids me to steal? How could I live without stealing? Forbids me to act promiscuously and immodestly? How could I? So they've had their chance. And they're not interested. So just imagine if on the front page of the New York Post, next Wednesday, October 1st, there'd be screaming headlines, guys, tomorrow God is convening his heavenly court and he's judging all the countries. You really think people would come in droves to do teshuvah? They'd line up to say we want to get better? Nope. Nobody would change an iota. So God gave them at least this excuse that they don't even know it's a day of judgment. And this one goes to the ball game and this guy goes to the billiard parlor, and this guy does whatever he wants, even though it's Rosh Hashanah, because nobody told him it's Rosh Hashanah. But in truth, if they would have known it's Rosh Hashanah, they wouldn't have behaved better. How lucky you are, how fortunate you are, what a privilege it is that you guys know that it's the 21st day of Elul. Only in the afternoon when we go to English, it suddenly becomes September 23rd. But in the morning, it's not September 23rd, it's the 21st day of Elul. In the morning next week is going to be the 28th day of Elul. It's not going to be October 1st or September 30th. When we go for a few hours a day, we're doing secular studies, it suddenly becomes the secular calendar. I say again what it says in the Tefillah every morning, Ashreinu, fortunate are we, Matov Chelkeinu, how great is our lot, Umanaim Goraleinu, and how sweet is our lot. That we were able to serve Hashem, we were able to learn the Torah. It's just so beautiful. A bunch of wonderful boys, I heard all about you guys. I have a weekly meeting. We meet for about 7 minutes every Sunday morning, me and Rabbi Wilson. Gives me a report of what's going on in this amazing yeshiva. Or Shlomo, right? The light of Shlomo. You guys know, ever heard about Shlomo? Who was this Mr. Shlomo that the yeshiva is called after him? Anybody here knows? You know? Yeah. You know, he was a saint. He was a regular guy. He looked like a regular guy. He enjoyed life like a regular guy. But he was on fire. The man was on fire. Because the man knew that life isn't about only fun and games. Every person that's created, and every Jewish person that was created, has a purpose. To make the world a better place. To help others. To be there for others. To bring light to other people's lives. Somebody that learns in this holy yeshiva. With these amazing Rebbe, Rebbein that you have. I see from Rabbi Milstein when he tells me over how much they care for each kid. They look at each single kid learning in this yeshiva, not as an individual, but as a world. They see you with a wife down the road, with family. They see you with children and grandchildren. They see that from this yeshiva, so many Jewish families are going to be built. So many beautiful Jewish families are going to be built. Go for it. Keep on steiging. Everybody here knows what the word steiging means? Come on. Is any kid here that doesn't know what the word steiging means? Wow. Not a single kid doesn't know what the word steiging. Let me tell them what steiging means.
Grow.
It's more than just grow. It's
learn.
Different level.
Elevate.
Elevate. That's the word. You ever saw an elevator? This goes up, up, up. Then there's an escalator. What's the difference between an elevator and an escalator? What's the difference between how an airplane takes off and how a helicopter takes off?
One goes off
on a slant. It's a mixture between height and forward. A helicopter doesn't go forward. It goes just up like that. An elevator goes up like that. Yeshiva is not a place that goes like that. She has a path. Every inch of the path, we're going up. But as we're going up, we're going forward. That's what steig means. An airplane steigs. A helicopter just gets up there, but it's not steiging. All of you should have atzlacha. All of you should have a blessed year. Ketiva v'chatima tova.
Amen.